Om Shanti. Good morning. Today Baba said that there is such an important difference between devotion and knowledge. And hasn't really something to do with the topic I'd like to discuss with you, but it's just a thought that was in my mind today. We are studying, we have a student life. But what is the difference with being a student at a normal university and being a student of spirituality? I feel there is such a big difference the way we study, because the way we study is not an intellectual thing. It's not only a mental thing, but we also study with our feelings, with our heart. So listening to Baba Smuili and listening to knowledge, if we only listen from the heart, from the head, we become intellectuals, and maybe we are the same students as we would be if we would study at a normal university. But the secret, I feel, is connected to our study, is the secret of love. So when we listen to Baba and when we study knowledge, we listen with our feelings and with our heart. And only when we allow Baba's love entering our hearts, we have accepted God as He is and what He is. Because we have been listening to many things for many lives. A lot of ideas and philosophies, so much science and knowledge, maybe stories. But we also have done a lot of devotion, so we have been listening without an intellect, just being taken away on the waves of feelings, without any essence or deep wisdom. And I feel the way we study here is a combination of both. We study and we become very clear, and we listen with attention with our intellect, but we don't become intellectuals because we also listen with feelings, with pure feelings and with spiritual feelings from the true heart. Baba is putting a lot of emphasis on having good feelings for other souls. And this morning I had a very nice thought about why is it so important to have good feelings for other souls. And it's not always easy to have good feelings, is it? But that's why it's even more interesting, because I feel that if we know how to have good feelings for other people, we are settling our accounts with them. So sometimes the heart is a mess. It's not clean and pure to start with. When we start our spiritual journey, we are very intoxicated about the new information we are getting and the new loving experiences we are having. But once the intellect is clean, the adventure of the heart starts. And then when we look inside, in our world of feelings, there's still so much which has to be sorted out, isn't it? So some people think, you know, let me go to the heart straight away, because then I'm safe, and then my life maybe has meaning. But once you reach the heart, the real adventure starts. In fact, it's a journey of love, our spiritual life. So there's a lot to be settled. We are old souls. We have been going through the cycle. We had many relationships. We had a lot of love to share with one another. But we also made a lot of mistakes under the influence of a physical consciousness. And now Baba is helping us to settle all these accounts we have with other souls. I was seeing you sitting there and I was remembering Russia. They usually say from Russia with love, and it's really true. When I came to Russia, I was with Daddy Jenki, and I had such good experiences of the loving feelings of the Russian souls. It's a very beautiful, beautiful visit. Although they were very poor, they couldn't maybe give anything physical, and still they did. They were carrying very expensive roses, and somebody told me how much a rose cost in Russia. It's not a few rupees, it's a lot more. But they were carrying roses for Daddy every day. It's a beautiful scene to watch. I'm now remembering Jagdishwar coming to Holland. He came maybe some 20 years ago, and he was giving a lecture, and he said to me afterwards, "You should hammer it into their brains that God has come." So I thought, my goodness, I didn't know. I was in Guyana just a few years. I thought, what does he mean? Are we using violence or what to hammer it into their brains? Now, if he would have been alive today, he would probably have said something else, I'm sure. I think if we speak honestly from our heart, what we understand with our intellect, then it will reach the heart, and maybe it penetrates the intellect, the understanding. But I feel the way we should relate Gyan to one another, and especially to people who are still searching for spirituality, should be done with a lot of love. So I don't feel we should hammer it into their brains, but I feel we should let it be penetrated into their hearts. Don't you feel? It's much better. So it's a whole document of love, and for the last maybe 10 years, I'm very much thinking and experiencing love as it's meant to be, the original love as Baba is teaching us and let us experience what love is all about. And over the years, there are so many feelings and new ideas emerging from my soul being stimulated by Baba's treasures and by explanations of Daddy Jenki especially. And one of those ideas is what I just wanted to say before I wandered off to Russia, is that if we know how to have loving feelings for other souls, in fact we are settling our accounts with love, which is a very pleasant thing to do, instead of suffering under the influence of a negative relationship, or maybe some feelings which are still hidden away in our hearts, like jealousy or even dislike. It's so much better to clean out relationships with pure spiritual love, because it helps our own heart also healing, but it also is a very gentle way of settling your accounts. And so what is the love we are sharing with other souls? Which love are we going to use in order to become free, completely free human beings? Because bondage makes us into a prisoner of life. But when we are free, then we experience, as Baba calls it, Jivan Mukti. There's happiness whilst being alive. So Baba comes and offers his pure love and altruistic love to us to help us to clear our accounts, to settle our karmic accounts with the souls we have been going through the cycle. So when I was thinking about love for so many years before, I was mainly focusing on a few aspects of love, which is the aspect of forgiveness and mercy and compassion. These were the three aspects which are very close to my heart, because these are feelings you need to survive life, but also to transform life. But later on I thought, it's only possible to forgive or to have compassion in a certain situation if there's total respect and total acceptance of the situation and the other person as he or she may be. Because if there's still a negative feeling within myself, or there's the slightest energy of dislike or jealousy, I'm still in bondage with that other soul. Because usually bondages, they become clear through feelings. Of course there are thoughts, but usually, I'm looking at the sisters, I'm sorry brothers, I don't know, the heart is connected to everyone. But I think that usually we know if there's a bondage with someone else, if there are the wrong types of feelings. So it's very important to differentiate all the different feelings which are inside our hearts. And that's the main challenge and also adventure which we are going through in this confluence age. So there's mercy and compassion and there's forgiveness, which are topics in itself. But then there's total acceptance and respect for another human being. But then I also feel it's very important to have an honest heart, a clear heart and a clean heart, and not to speak a double language, to speak with double tongue, the Indians say, the red Indians. They say, white face speaks a double language, speaks with two tongues. So one thing is what we say, and the other thing is what we think. And this is not a sign of a true heart. A heart which is honest speaks only one language, and that's it. And it's a language of spiritual love. But then I also thought that love can't be selfish, can't be exclusive. And this is quite a dramatic thought which came to my mind, being a romantic person myself, thinking about exclusive love for a long, long time. But Baba's Gyan made me realize that love isn't personal in a sense. It's not exclusive and it's not conditional. But love, the true love from the heart, as Baba teaches us, this pure spiritual love, it is meant to be for everyone. And he teaches us how to love every soul on earth. So do you like this idea that love is not exclusive, sisters? Do you like this? Because it requires a lot of transformation also for brothers as well. So how can we transform our world of feelings? How can we stop the hurt we are feeling and the hurt and the way we hurt other people? In fact, this was Baba's Avyakt Bhaktada from this season, the first one. He said to us, stop taking sorrow. And then he even said, if you take sorrow, it's worse than causing sorrow. This is something, isn't it? That doesn't mean we are free from impurity when we cause sorrow to someone else. But to take sorrow, Baba says it's even worse. So why should we take sorrow? Then I thought, you know, sorrow and fear, in fact, have nothing to do with love in a pure way, in an original way, as it meant to be and how it has been in the original stage. So when you feel there's a feeling, an impure feeling of jealousy or a feeling you dislike someone, you have a distaste of someone else, or you have the feeling that you take sorrow, you are being hurt by someone else. One, it's a sign that there's still a karmic account going on. But the other thing is that I'm not in the awareness of my highest potential. And my highest potential is truth and love. Because truth, as Baba describes, knowledge is truth. And yoga is love. So it's gyan and it's yoga, but it's in fact truth and it's love. When I'm not aware of these two original qualities, of course I'm creating sorrow for someone else. In fact, I'm creating sorrow for myself. So if I'm afraid of someone else, what does it show? Has it something to do with the other person? Maybe. But what is the percentage of that? If I have fear, which is an impure feeling, for someone else, it shows there's still A, a karmic account going on, but B, there is still something in my heart which is not connected to the eternal source of love. We call it Baba. Baba is the eternal flame of love. He is the ultimate consciousness. He is the ultimate heart, the spiritual heart. But how is it possible that we take sorrow, that we are afraid of someone else, if we are based, our life is based on love? How is it possible? I feel there's only fear when there's either selfishness or there's criticism. You are afraid of someone else if you have criticized that person, or you have been doing this secretly, or maybe in your mind, in your thoughts, or you have done this openly. So either there's fear because of criticism. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's some disturbance, but don't worry about it. So you are afraid of someone else if there has been criticism, but also if there's an aspect of attachment. And this is one of the aspects of love which I've been thinking about for the last few years, which was very new to me. I never knew that detachment was part of love. Coming from romantic love, I always thought that love was exclusive, and love was just to be with one other person in its ultimate stage. But then Baba explained to me many different aspects of love. And he said detachment is one of those aspects of the heart which is very necessary in order to return to the original power of love. So thinking about detachment and experimenting with detachment within relationships gave me a lot of new insights, and also a lot of enthusiasm, I would say, in order to transform love. And so that's the reason why I want to say that I also think that love is transformative. It changes. Baba's love is changing us. And Baba even says, you know, the hardest stone will melt through God's love. This is something, isn't it? If you can say this. So this is what I'm working on, to create such an energy of love within myself, which is very close to Baba's original power of love, that it is possible with good feelings to melt the hardest stone, just to soften the hurt of other souls. And this is something we call compassion. So having loving feelings for someone else is settling my accounts, which is very important in order to become pure and free. But then on the other hand, it's also helping other souls to free themselves from the bondage of sorrow. This is called compassion. But I feel it's only possible to have compassion for other souls, as Baba is asking us to have mercy or compassion, if I know what sorrow is, if I myself know how it feels to be hurt, if I know what the experience of loss for someone else is. So it's only a very experienced soul who is able to have compassion for other people. So sometimes, you know, because Baba is really giving us so many gifts which are full of wisdom and they are so beautiful, and we are using those words and we are talking that language, but sometimes I wonder if I really understand what Baba is saying. If he tells us, oh souls, have mercy, do you hear the news? Do you feel that souls are suffering? Do you have compassion? So we are listening to the radio and we say, oh, another earthquake, 40,000-50,000 people died. But do I listen to the news with my mind, with my intellect, or do I feel with my new spiritual heart? Because when I feel with my old heart, which is a little weak, I probably will get sorrow, and I can't generate pure feelings to help those people in need. But when my heart is strong and filled with the power of original love, it is not very difficult to have compassion, because there's new love to generate, but within that compassion, there's the experience of my own sorrow hidden. I'm not experiencing sorrow as such, because my sorrow is being transformed for so many years now. We are transcending our sorrow by becoming aware of it and by going into different feelings, positive feelings. So when I hear the news about another earthquake, maybe there's one victim. For me, that's enough to have compassion. I'm not waiting for 50,000. It's very important to understand the value of human life and the story of human souls, and then to generate new feelings of love or feelings of new love to that particular soul or that particular group of souls who are in a very difficult situation. So only when I remember at that time that I had lost myself several times. I lost my dignity, I lost my self-respect, maybe I lost my property, I lost my beloveds. I know what it is to suffer from loss. I know what it is to suffer anyway, because I'm an old soul. If my memory of my suffering is in the new feeling of love, then there's compassion. I don't suffer alone. It's not pity. I'm not having pity. Compassion is so much different from pity. I don't suffer alone with someone else, but there's a very deep connection in which I don't take sorrow, but in which I generate my transcended suffering. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is only when I am able to transcend my own suffering and put an end to sorrow that I can use that transcended suffering into my new feelings of compassion for other souls. Because if we say, oh yes, let's have compassion, oh yes, be merciful, this is a very intellectual thing. And of course we know it's connected to the heart, but do I really use that energy of God, because love is also divine, do I use God's energy to have good feelings, compassionate feelings for souls who are suffering? This is a question I'm asking myself, I'm not asking you. If Baba says you have to keep a chart, like he said today, then one of the most important questions to ask myself is, am I causing sorrow to anyone still? Is there a karmic account still to be settled? And then the other question, I think there's something wrong with the translation. Is it okay? Yeah? And then the other question, is it okay? And then the other question is, am I taking sorrow? So in fact, the Russians, they don't need translation, do they? They know about love, because it's remembered all over the world. So there's no need for you to listen. You just sit and feel. Yes. But you know, the same Russians, they have created all these romantic ideas about exclusive love. Be honest. So the Russians also have to transform their heart of feelings. The whole world has enjoyed all listening to all these Russian love stories and watching the movies of exclusive romantic love. But now we are all in the confluence age and we all have to transform our feelings. So one of the aspects which I think about lately is the aspect of detachment. And it's still an aspect of love. It's not love on one side and detachment on the other side. No, within detachment there is love included, and within love detachment is included. So it's no separation between two extreme feelings. In fact, it's one and the same feeling, because love is also balanced. If love isn't balanced, it's not real love. And you know, Baba is teaching us how to become balanced persons, people again. Because we are extreme. One day we are very nice and sweet, and the next day we can be very angry or harsh. Then Baba said, just forget all those inheritance. It's the inheritance of misunderstanding. You know, Baba says it's the inheritance of vice. It's the inheritance of Ravan. This is the symbol of misunderstanding. So the more we come close to who we really are, the more we know about what to do. So detachment is something we have to do. There's no choice. For years I've been thinking it's a choice to be detached. Not that I prefer to be attached, but I thought it's a very strange element of love. I don't know if I'm going to accept this detachment. But after thinking about it for such a long time, I really have to say humbly, yes, Baba is right. It's a very important element of love to have detachment within attachment, to be a balanced person and not to limit myself to exclusive love. So what a transformation I need to go through in order to love all souls, all human beings on earth. So can you imagine how our heart has to expand? Sometimes when people get a heart attack, I'm not worried. You know why? Some people think it's the end of their life, but I feel it's the start of something new. I had my heart attack like 13 years ago, so I know what I'm saying. So don't worry if you have some feelings. You go to the doctor first, but then understand that something is going on within your world of feelings, which has to take place. And you can't prevent it. It's the transformation of the human heart. And this is one of the reasons I feel why Baba has come to help us within this very deep process of change. Because we can't do it ourselves. Even if you help someone else or somebody else helps you, it's impossible. You need to go straight to the source. Because within the source, there's the original power of love. You know, we have many topics in Brahman life. Srila Ben asked me this morning, Sister Jacqueline, what is your topic? I said, I don't know. She said, but you should give a topic. I should mention a topic. I said, don't mention anything, we will see. Yeah, but what is your topic? I said, well, if you want to know, it's always about love. So if you want to mention something, then mention love. But then she said, love, you mean all relationships with Baba? I said, well, if you want to put it that way, I mean, I don't mind, but it's not the way I think. Then she said, okay, forget it. So we had this nice conversation in the early morning. So, I mean, there are so many expressions we take for granted in our student life, like to have all relationships with Baba. But what does it mean? What does it really mean to me? I never preferred this expression, to have all relationships with Baba, because I simply didn't understand. I mean, intellectually you can say, yes, yes, he's my father, yes, he's my mother, yes, he's my beloved, he's my whatever. Now one sister told me he's my travel agent. I said, why not? But I mean, what is it all about? It means, to me, it means how to live my life with God. How to be in love with God all the time. How to be connected to the essence and the source of love. This is my understanding of having all relationships. But then having said that, all the lokik, the worldly relationships, they have to be transformed. So of course it's good to look at all relationships you had before you became spiritually aware. And after you became spiritually aware, they're still the same relationships, aren't they? So to look at them carefully, but then to understand that a transformation is needed within all of these relationships. For me, that's the same as to have all relationship with Baba. So what does it really mean to have a pure relationship with the Father? This needs purification as well. this needs transformation, a very big transformation. You know, in psychology they have so many ideas about relationships, and I think 80% of those ideas are the fundament of our lives. We think in that way, but it's not enough, it's only 80%, and many elements of love are not being covered because God is not involved. So the moment Baba comes into our lives, everything changes, even science, even psychological ideas, they have to adjust. That's why I love this spiritual life so much, because it adds to understanding, it adds wisdom, it fuels my understanding, and it transforms my whole perception of life and relationships. This must be your experience as well. This is your experience. We are not here just for fun. Yes, sometimes we are. But it's a very serious thing. We are transforming life. And so whoever you are, wherever you come from, you are carrying your own luggage. Some souls, they carry mental burden. This is really something we should understand and accept completely. Sometimes we feel distaste for souls who are mentally disturbed, or we don't know how to cope with them. But it's just a burden of the past. It's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to criticize. Really, there isn't. When I'm compassionate, I can handle all those disturbances by accepting them and by giving love as a return. It's just something to be settled. But we criticize, and we say, oh, this one is like this and this one is like that. But this is something to do with their cycle of life, not with mine. If I criticize, it has something to do with myself as well. This is where the karmic relationship comes in. So some souls, they carry a mental burden. Some souls, they carry a physical burden. And some souls, they carry an emotional burden. And beyond that, there are souls who carry a spiritual burden. And it's all sorrow. It's all suffering. And why should we add, why should I add to somebody else's suffering? Why should I do that? I'm here to settle my own accounts. I'm here to transform my life. Why should I criticize or even comment on the burden somebody else is carrying? It's not a sign of love, is it? But it's a habit. It's such a deep-rooted habit to have an opinion about something or someone else. If you have no opinion, you even feel that you don't exist, do you? Some people say, I have no opinion. Can that be? Our mind has been trained in being critical, in looking at other people, in forming opinions about others. Maybe you don't express it, but it's in your mind. And just, you know, this is what I'm doing, to have a close watch at my thoughts all the time. If I look at someone, what do I think? This is the way to get, you know, the burden of your past. So we need to be very alert and attentive, and just to investigate our own minds. Like Daddy Jenki said the other day, you have to know your weaknesses very well. It's true. So what are my feelings? Do I feel anger? Do I feel jealousy? What is going on in my heart? This is a karmic bondage of the past. And if I make it personal, it's personal related. It's a karmic account. So thoughts and feelings are not so simple as they are. They're always connected. So to be very precise and very attentive on what you think and what you feel, this is something I'm doing for a long, long time. Because thoughts, they sometimes seem to have a life of their own. They come and they go. I haven't invited them. Did I invite you? I'm asking my mind, did I invite you? No, I didn't invite you. So why are you there? Or when this feeling is overwhelming me, I say, where is this coming from? So misunderstandings and feelings are connected. That's why we study. We study because we have the wrong types of ideas about life, about God, about future. This is why we study, don't we? I study because I like to have clear understanding about life, about love, about future. Can you still remember your condition before you became spiritual awake, aware? Do you still know how you came to Baba? Do you still recall? Because sometimes we forget. We become a little bit arrogant, spiritual arrogant. I never heard about this word before, but spiritual arrogance, now I understand. This is only head talk. But the real transformation is in the world of feelings. It's only when it reaches the heart that healing takes place. There's no healing without heart. So creating healing feelings is very important. First, understanding of what it really means, and then coloring this with supreme love, and then generate this to other souls. This is called compassion. And my whole healing is within this feeling. It's not that I'm sitting here and I'm healing other people. This is what so-called healers maybe think. But spiritual healers are humble, and spiritual healers know where the power is coming from. Were we able to do this before we became spiritual aware? Before we adopted the spiritual life? Don't think so. Maybe little. There are some healers within Baba's family, but they themselves know that their healing capacity has to be transformed as well. There's one healer, and that's the source. And that energy will heal other souls. And it will heal myself as well. Simple life. Very simple. So all the time when there is sorrow between myself and someone else, or in my own heart, I have forgotten who I am. And yesterday I thought, why did I incarnate anyway this life? Did you ever think about it? Not in this Brahman life, but this Lokic life. Why did I incarnate, reincarnate? Of course, there's a law that says we have to take another life. But why specifically did I incarnate? Is there something in my mind which I remember, which I must have been thought before I took birth? Just think about it. Why did I incarnate? It's only something I understand after becoming spiritual aware that there is a very deep meaning behind my life right from the start. But I didn't know. Now I know. So what is the purpose of my life? Why did I reincarnate? What am I supposed to do in this life? So we usually remember our alokic birth, and that's very important. But I also like to give some importance to my physical birth as well, because we are souls on our own. We have this personal cycle of life and rebirth. Are we prepared? Did I take birth prepared for a spiritual task? Or did I take birth to give and take sorrow? So remembering who I am from the highest point of view is very important. But also remember myself at the lowest point of view is also very beneficial. To understand on one hand who I was when I took birth physically and what I did up till I became spiritual awake. And then what have I been doing since I'm aware of eternal love and there's truth in my life, is there a change? What did I do? Is there a change anyway? Sometimes souls say, I haven't changed at all. Should we believe this? But maybe they haven't transformed as much as they would like to change. Perhaps they don't experience the change within. Maybe it's only still at the level of their mind. Maybe it's still intellectual. But the moment it reaches the heart of feelings, the world of feelings, the moment it reaches the heart, then you feel such a deep transformation has been going on. I'm not sure whether it is travel control or the end of... It's just power. This is another aspect of love, in fact, power. Thank you. Because sometimes, you know, there are so many misunderstandings about love anyway, but sometimes people think that love is a very soft something. Yeah? But I don't think it's true. I think love is very, very powerful, but it's a gentle power. That's something else. But you know, if you think about love as something which is weak, or it's soft, or it's too sweet, or it doesn't suit you, then there is a misunderstanding about love. Love is a power. And if Baba says that love can melt the hardest stone, then love is a power, isn't it? Look at Dadi Kumarka. Yesterday she came to Pandavabhavan. She came here as well, but I was in Pandavabhavan. And she came and she was being set on the sofa. And she was so gentle and so sweet and so fragile, but so powerful on the other hand, that I thought she is such a good balance of love and power. If you look at her, she is sweet and innocent like a child, completely beyond for whatever reason, but she is. And then on the other hand, she is such an authority. She has this aura of the power of love around her, which is unbeatable, isn't it? So, who do I like to be? Do I like to be like Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Jenki, Jentiben? This is what we're doing on a very low level of comparison. But who am I really? Don't try to imitate someone else or Brother Nearware or Mujin Jaibai or whatever they are called. But to see yourself as you are and to know that you are a unique human being. You are a person. You are just who you are. It's a much better life, to be honest. You know, when you first come to Bian, you start imitating because you don't know how to live this life anyway. So you think, oh, I should be doing this or I should be doing this. But then after some time you think, just forget it. It's a waste of time. And anyway, I'm not the other person, am I? But just to use a lot of silence to investigate on who you really are. This is a sign of love for the self. So when we are too busy in service, sharing information and helping other souls, and we forget how to go into the depth of silence to understand who I am really, then I think service is out of balance. And this is what Baba often tells us. Service needs to be balanced. If you only tell other people, but you don't tell yourself, so who are you talking to? And on the other hand, if you only live in your own little cave, when are you going to spread your feelings? When are you going to share your information and experiences? So love is balanced. It's important. I don't know if you ever spend time in silence, a little bit more than the 30 minutes of meditation or the 45 minutes of Amrit Vela or the half an hour at 7 o'clock or the bhatis which are being organized. Did you ever spend time in silence just with yourself and Baba, with the source of truth and love, to come to understand, to come to know yourself? Did you ever take serious time to do this investigation? Who am I? You know, in like with students, among students, or within a family, it's so easy to, you know, that your mind is taken away and you're looking at someone else and thinking about someone else and you're comparing and you have all these feelings of competition and jealousy and, you know, you are copying other people. I mean, it's so easy to, if you are in a group, to do that. But it's a mistake, really. It's a misunderstanding. The most important thing to do is to understand who I am. Who am I? And in order to understand who am I need to take time to be in silence with myself. Now, who is doing this? Did you ever spend time in silence? Maybe one day or 1 week or a month? Did you ever do this? I would like to recommend this to you. Maybe I can share my own experience. Twice I was in silence for 21 days. And the first time was about maybe 12, 13 years ago. And the last time was last year. And when Daddy Jenki heard about it, that I had this intention to be in silence for 21 days. In fact, it was recommended by Daddy Komarka 10 years ago. And that's why I did it 12 years ago. And now I thought, let's repeat it, because it was a very good experience. Then Daddy Jenki said to me, don't be so extreme. She said, you can be in silence 1 minute here, 1 minute there. But that's her life. Her life is like that, isn't it? So she said to me, what about Baba's service then, if you are in silence? I said, well, my hands can work. That's not a problem. She said, no, just sit whenever you have time. Sit in silence, remember Baba, whatever. But I had a very serious very deep interest to go into the depth of silence in another way. So I more or less kept the balance between the two ideas. And I was, of course, I live in the center, but I was in the center and I was doing Baba's work. But I was not reading Murli, and I was not meeting souls, only on paper or emails or whatever. And I had the second opportunity to be in silence for 21 days, which is nice, 21 days, isn't it? Seems to be a long time, but it isn't. Did you ever do this? 21 hours, perhaps? 21 minutes? You see how much do we love ourselves. But I could recommend, I don't know if your teacher or your partner will like it, but it's a good suggestion. So for every day you take something else. I took the topic of love, of course. So for 21 days I was thinking about 21 aspects of love, and I kept detachment for the last day. Because I thought, first let me think about all other aspects of love and then think about detachment. If to see if I can still understand what attachment really means. But then I came to the conclusion that only when I'm detached I can see myself as I am. Because our personality is being created not only by ourselves but also by the people around us, isn't it? So we often see ourselves the way other people see us. But what about myself? Who am I? So if I'm not detached of all the different opinions of people about me, I never can see myself as I really am. So I need detachment. So if I want to see another soul as he is, I have to detach myself from my opinion about the other soul. This is love in itself, to look at someone without a judgment, without a negative thought or a wasteful thought, or a criticism, or whatever, just to see, to perceive the other one as she or he or he is. Is that possible? It was only after these 21 days of silence that I came to understand the depth of this practice. Because if you don't speak, it's a completely different meeting when you meet someone, isn't it? And if your mind becomes more and more silent, and your heart is creating loving feelings, the meeting is completely different. And this is what we do with Baba. This is how we practice. We are in yoga. We are silent. We experience love. So we know how to do it. But then to use that experience on this level of human relationships, this is the main practice. This is settling accounts, sharing Baba's love in a very incognito, silent way. I would highly recommend 21 days at least. 21 hours, okay. But do something new to explore your own identity, your original personality. Or else, you know, maybe we keep on living, being someone else instead of being ourselves, being myself. And this is a deep cause of sorrow. If you don't live your life the way you are, I mean, how can you be happy? How can you be free? So to take time out just to be with yourself and Baba and understand who you are. Why did you take birth? Why are you spiritual aware now? And what do you have to do? So these were a few things I wanted to share with you. Is there something you'd like to respond to? Something to add to it? There's silence already. Opinion, you changed the word. Poison in. Acha. That's true. That's why we Brahmins, we like to be together in silence, don't we? We like to sit in meditation and exchange drishti. Because that's purification of relationship. Very important. Now you see. Shanti.